Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
621, Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. It's time to focus on crime fighting. That's Governor Rick Snyder's plan for 2012, although the details are still unknown. So how could the Lansing Police Department be affected, and what do officers need most? Let me ask Police Chief Teresa Szymanski, who joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Very good. How are you this evening?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Now, you know, the governor says that public safety should be a high priority in 2012, and that he has a plan in mind. He seemed to be focusing on our four most crime-ridden cities, Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, and Pontiac. But what about Lansing? Did crime and homicide rates go up last year?
You know, the statistics aren't out yet. Preliminarily, no. Crime actually went down in the city of Lansing. We're very pleased, but the official numbers won't be released until after they're compiled by the FBI here in the next coming months. But homicides, we were right about average. We had 8 homicides last year, but that's 8 too many. But we're very fortunate to have a active community, strong neighborhood watches, and great partnerships with our community that give us extra eyes and ears. But we're very encouraged by the news that Governor Snyder released at his State of the State address.
Well, what does it really mean, though? If he's going to focus on public safety, what can he do to specifically help the Lansing Police Department?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. It sounds like he's going to be announcing the details in March, but certainly adding more officers, advancing technology, anything like that would certainly be an asset to the Lansing Police Department.
I mean, one thing we did see was a reduction in the revenue-sharing program, which, of course, led to the city having less money and then to cuts in our police department. Would it ultimately be additional funding that the police department would need?
Absolutely. That would certainly be one thing that we need. And you hit the nail on the head. Due to revenue sharing, the cuts being as they were, we were forced to lay off 36 officers last July. Fortunately, we've been able to bring back 11 officers on a grant that we received from the federal government in the late part of September, early part of October. So we've got 186 sworn officers at the Lansing Police Department, and we feel good about that, but we'll certainly take any additional revenue sharing or any proactive approaches that the governor would like to offer to us.
Well, what if he declares that he wants to invest in the state police and doesn't necessarily want to, you know, put more money into the revenue sharing program? I mean, is that kind of a initiative? Would that have any potential effect locally?
Well, we're very fortunate. The citizens of Lansing came out in November and passed a millage, which has been a godsend for us, quite frankly. So we're very fortunate to have that millage passed. And if he wants to go ahead and put the money towards the state police, that's fantastic, too, because we have a great partnership with the Michigan State Police. And so we would certainly, we don't expect that to change. We just expect that to continue to grow. So if that's the route he chooses, that's okay, too.
How thinly stretched is the Lansing Police Department right now? Are there things that you'd like to be able to do in the department that you're not able to do?
Absolutely. It's all about prioritizing. It's all about responding to calls for service, investigating crimes, using all of our resources, enhancing our resources with technology, staying up to date and current on technology. It's all about partnering with our community, our business watch, our neighborhood watch programs. So we have some very strong programs out there. We're very fortunate, but we just have to continue to stay on top of those subject matters and monitor those and make sure that we continue to enhance and grow. And frankly, we're doing very well with what we have. So we're very fortunate.
So when the governor does talk about these four most crime-ridden cities in Michigan, is that something that additional officers can really change, or are many crimes like murder something that even a robust police force can't really get ahead of?
Well, certainly the more eyes and ears you have out there and the more proactive you can be by targeting some of your individuals with warrants or knowing criminals, that would make you more proactive, and being more proactive helps reduce crimes. So So certainly the more eyes and ears that you have in the community, the more officers you have out there, it's definitely a plus.
And when you look at communities like Detroit and Flint with their very high crime rate, do you see something that a police department can really fix, or is that more of a problem related to poverty?
Well, I'm sure that there's a lot of issues that involve crime, why crime goes up, crime goes down. Certainly poverty is one of them. But to be proactive as a police department, to be out there, to be visible, and to build strong community relations goes in the right direction towards solving crime.
When we talk about crime like assaults and murder, are the vast majority of those cases in Lansing occurring in a non-random way where the perpetrator and victim usually know each other?
Certainly during murders, absolutely. The majority of the homicides that we have here in the city, there's a relationship between the victim and the accused. Assaults, more than likely there is, but then they could be more random than homicides. But for the most part, are serious crimes, the victim and the accused are known to each other.
Now, we saw what appeared to be a spike in robberies last year of gas stations, even banks. Has that subsided, and have the suspects in most of those incidents been captured?
It did. We made some significant arrests just prior to the year end. What we'll probably see when our crime numbers come out, the indications that we have so far, is that we will see an increase in our burglaries last year. Those was kind of a spike in burglaries. And throughout the year, we did have a spike in robberies, as you've mentioned, but we were able to bring that spike down with some proactive enforcement, identifying some suspects and making some key arrests.
When you see that, can you point the finger at the economy and people that are just desperate and struggling? Or
that's certainly a part of it, absolutely.
Now, the governor's promoted increasing efficiency and encouraging collaboration between local organizations as one way to improve services while saving money. We've seen that in other areas. When it comes to the law enforcement structure here in the city and in the county and the state, is that something we could do more of, do you think?
Absolutely. There's always opportunities out there. And what's wonderful is we have a great partnership with our law enforcement agencies around us. So we're always in dialogue, trying to improve our efficiencies and working together, whether it's through people or whether it's through technology. And we're pleased to announce in April of 2012, we'll be opening up the new Ingham County Consolidated Dispatch, and that's on target to open it towards the end of April, where that's merged between the city of Lansing and East Lansing into a consolidated dispatch. So we're always exploring those opportunities, and we're always striving to improve in those areas.
Would you be surprised if the real initiative he announces focuses just on these four cities that do have the highest crime rates in the state?
I would not. No, I would not.
So, I mean, in a sense, it might be the real focus that he'll be putting on just those four cities.
It's hard to say. I guess we have to kind of wait and see what he says, but that would not surprise me. I hope that he opens it up to all law enforcement agencies in the state, and we work together, but we'll see what he has to say here in a few months.
Teresa Szymanski, police chief of the Lansing Police Department. Teresa, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome. Travel safe this evening.
Indeed.